It's time for Missouri's radio show about recreational boating. Bow to stern, port to starboard. It's a special holiday edition of Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So, let's head down to the docks and see what's happening this week.
Well, a good Saturday morning to you. Pre-Thanksgiving show here on Bob's No Wake Zone. Thanks for being with us. I'm glad to be with you. We have a great show lined up for you today. We've got some Around the Waterfront news we're going to start off with. And then we're going to introduce you to Christy Jansen. She's the new executive director of the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout. Going to be taking over fairly soon the duties of getting this 30th anniversary shootout lined all up for next year. And then we're going to spend some time with Captain Dave Truitt. He is the organizer of the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship, and it's a great story. You're going to want to stick around and listen to all the details about how this thing came together, why they do it, and who are the recipients. We are also planning, may not get it done today, but we're trying to get a satellite telephone connection to the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinac, which is the one that's participating in the Christmas Tree Ship plan. And we'll see if we can't get that hooked up. If not, we'll be trying to get with them next week before the big event all happens. You know, if you're stranded out on the road or on the water, there's one crew you can call that works 24 hours a day, and that's the Boat U.S. crew. The Boat U.S. towboat services are available all the time on the lake. We also have, for you, through Boat U.S., unlimited trailer assist. So any and all of those might be of help to you. You can go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, click the Boat U.S. logo, and it'll take you right in now. It's a brand new setup, by the way. So you can go right in and sign up for memberships. $24 a year for general membership, and then for the towboat service, just $72 total for the year with your battery jumps, towing, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery, whatever you might be to get towed back to your dock to be all safe. Check it out, BoatUS.com, or you can also click the Towboat U.S. logo to get more information about the local operation here with Captain Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson and Captain McNitt as well. They're all joined forces together to help you out on Lake of the Ozarks. We also want to mention that our program is streaming audio, and we have that on krmsradio.com. So if you're traveling or whatever, you can listen to us while you're on the road. We also have podcasts available on boatradio.net, and we want to thank our major sponsor for that, which is Smart Plugs. And for those of you who might be using your cabins with a little heater or whatever during these chillier days and nights, you'll want to be sure you've got a good solid shore connection, and Smart Plugs give you that. Check out the video on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, or go to smartplug.com to learn out more information about how easy it is to install these new smart plugs on your boat. And I think you'll see some very interesting information there. If you've ever had any of your yellow power cords burn or melt on you, you will welcome the smart plug. Smartplug.com, or see the installation video on my website, bobsnowakezone.com.
It was the most unusual promotion idea I ever heard of. Never been anything else like it. I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect. Where'd you get those birds?
Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose.
Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, classic show. WKRP in Cincinnati, the great turkey promotion that they had. Let's see. Let's get into a little waterfront news this morning. The 58th annual Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show was a huge success. 105,000 international buyers, sellers, and browsers came to the show, to the yachting capital of the world, drawing visitors from 50 countries. Attendance was up 7% over last year, and a lot more of the larger yachts were in place. Speaking of a large yacht, we've got two of them here at the lake. They're called Celebration Cruise Lines. And coming up, starting, oh gosh, a week from last night. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be on the Celebration for the first of the Deck the Docks cruises for the year, going out every Friday, Saturday, and Wednesday nights, starting next Friday. And prices are $30 for weekends, $25 for Wednesdays. And Benefactors Cruise coming up Tuesday, November 28th, $125 per person, full course meal there with JJ's at the Copper Pot providing that and Dale Blue providing entertainment. All a fundraiser for the Dogwood Animal Shelter, our seventh year for Deck the Docks. More information, go to cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. You can also make reservations by calling 480-3212. With that in mind, we also have the Lake Race Christmas Cruise coming up. That's going to be on the Celebration Wednesday, December 13th, boarding at 5:30 at the Grand Glaze Bridge area. The sit-down dinner with JJ's at the Copper Pot and entertainment by Donnie Larson Cash Bar. Every couple receives a complimentary bottle of wine as well. $75 a person for that to benefit the Lake Race. And you can go onto that website again, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com, for more information.
Honey, let's go to the boat show.
Here's the Bob's No Wake Zone radio show, Boat Show Calendar.
Oh, my goodness, they are starting early this next year. January 4th is the first boat show of the year. That'll be the Overland Park Boat Show, presented by our Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. Kansas City Boat and Sport Show, January 18th through 21st. That's down at Bartle Hall, downtown KC. St. Louis Boat Show over at the Edward Jones Dome is going to be February 8th through 11th. St. Charles Boat Show with the Lambda Group is going to be March 8th through 11th. And then the In Water, April 20th through 22nd at Dog Days. So there's your calendar. Put them down. Get ready to come on out and join all the boat manufacturers and dealers that will be on display there. Here's a couple of announcements from the U.S. Coast Guard. I got both of these, one of them last week and one just the other day. They're talking about any change of address that you might have if your boat is documented with the U.S. Coast Guard. It's easy and free, and it's required to be reported to the what they call the National Vessel Documentation Center. So if your vessel is documented and you happen to move, not necessarily move your boat, but if you physically move to a new address, you need to let them know. Also, I want to make you aware that there is the Coast Guard's National Vessel Documentation Center is in Falling Waters, West Virginia, and it's the only entity authorized to issue certificates of documentation valid for a period of 1 year from the date of issue. The reason they bring this up is that there are some companies out there that are representing themselves as Coast Guard and charging you exorbitant fees to have your documentation redone. And eventually, you don't ever get it. You pay the money, and you think you're going to get your certificate, and then you come to find out that it was a spam or a ripoff, and it certainly has hit a lot of people. The Coast Guard just urges you to be careful. They will send out a notification to you about 30 days in advance of the expiration of your documentation, and that gives you plenty of time to get back in touch and complete the application to get your documentation renewed. So again, if you have any questions about that, you should go to the U.S. Coast Guard, their website, uscg.mil/NVDC. That's the National Vessel Documentation Center, NVDC. And before we get to our first break this hour, I want to make an announcement here that we have a brand new sponsor to our program, and we are sure excited about this new business that's really some other businesses that were all put together under one umbrella. The umbrella is One Source Services. You're going to be hearing and seeing a lot about them. It's Hydrohoist Boat Lifts, Wahoo Docks, also Rockworks for riprap and retaining walls, and more. So we'll talk to you more about that in the coming weeks. Their office number is one you've heard quite often. It's a Hydrohoist office at 346-7505. Stop in and see Alex. She's there every day. Hydrohoist of the Ozarks right there on Highway 54, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach on your way to Camdenton in Lynn Creek. Stop by and see Alex or Jeff, and they'll be glad to take care of you with Hydrohoist. We've got the information coming now soon about Wahoo Docks, also about the new Rockworks and what they're going to be able to do for your seawalls, retaining walls, and riprap. We do have to step aside like we do a couple, three times in our show to make way for some announcements from the radio station. The radio station is KRMS News Talk 1150, FM at 97.5 and 104.9, and live streaming audio, of course, at krmsradio.com. Archives at bobsnowakezone.com and podcast available at boatradio.net. Provided by SmartPlug.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Get connected. The National Safe Boating Council and its local partners would like to remind you to always wear your engine cutoff device, also called the kill switch. Be sure that everyone on board is wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket and never boat under the influence. In 2016, 24 people died in propeller related accidents and another 170 people were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, which stops the boat's engine should the operator unexpectedly fall overboard. And now there are also wireless devices on the market. Wearing an engine cutoff device is an imperative safety step every time you go boating. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more about the campaign at getconnectedboating.org.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking with the new executive director of the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout. Christy Jansen will be with us. And then later in the program, we are going to try to reach Captain Dave Truitt down on the Navy Pier in Chicago, because the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship event is coming up, and they're making their final preparations for that. It's an annual story that we do, and we're excited to learn some new things that have been going on to make this really a successful event. We are also trying to make contact with the commander of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinac. And we're trying to get some connections made, maybe a satellite phone connection where we can talk to the commander and then also some of the crew members about their experience working on the Mackinac, but also their experience with this upcoming Chicago Christmas Tree Ship event. Captain Ron's Bar and Grill, of course, the home of the Shootout, and it's also the home of the great big huge New Year's Eve party. Captain Ron's and Cannon Smoke Saloon would like to invite you over to the 2018 Wild Wild West New Year's Eve at the Stables. That'll be in Sunrise Beach. Come dressed in old West attire and enjoy a chuck wagon buffet, live music by Staggered, and champagne toast at midnight. Lodging and shuttle service available as well. And boy, they do put on a great spread over there for a New Year's Eve. Good times, good cheer, and a memorable New Year. Make your reservations by calling 573-374-2600. It's not too early, you know, to do this. 573-374-2600, because, you know, it will be here before you know it. And I thank Captain Ron's for being a sponsor of the program this past year, the official restaurant, waterfront bar of Bob's No Wake Zone. And we hope to have them back again next year. So again, for reservations for New Year's at Cannon Smoked, get a hold of them, 573-374-2600. This past weekend, was just dialing around on the television, and of course it was Veterans Day weekend last weekend, and one of the movies that was on was Captain Phillips, and boy, what a performance. I mean, just the whole thing was really well done. Navy SEALs came in to save the day, And with that, I thought maybe it'd be a good time to play this for you.
This is Captain Richard Phillips. In 2009, my United States-flagged merchant marine vessel was boarded by Somali pirates. The U.S. Navy intervened and saved my life. Our nation's sea services keep the world's waterways open and help our nation's economy stay strong. Help support our Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marine so they can stay on the job by joining me as a member of the Navy League of the United States. Learn more at thenavyleague.org and donate through the combined federal campaign number 58495.
Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, Ron Dugan from the Shootout talked about this, just not too long ago, kind of at the end of the season, that they were looking for a new executive director to take on the Shootout going into the 30th annual event, and they found one. Her name, Christy Jansen. Good morning. Nice to have you on the show, Christy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, congratulations are in order.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
Well, very good. I think I saw you and Ron talking over at the check presentation event a few weeks back, and I just mentioned to my wife, I said, I wonder if that person back there is going to be the new executive director. And sure enough, it worked out that way. So how did you kind of get hooked up with Ron and the Shootout committee? Have you been involved in this before?
Yes, I've helped with the Shootout for the last several years, doing Make-A-Wish rides and different things. So that's how I, learned all about how much the Shootout does and how much it gives to so many different areas here at the lake.
It is pretty phenomenal. A lot of people, I guess, maybe don't know that it's all put together and for a benefit of lake area nonprofit organizations and charities, fire departments and that. So it really has a kind of a special function for businesses and then, of course, for these organizations around the lake.
Oh, it's just amazing. It's amazing how many different people and how many different organizations that the Shootout does give to. I don't think that people are really aware of how much good that we do all over the lake area, from, kids to, older people, just many, many different areas. I think it's 26 charities that they donate money to, and, that's phenomenal when you think that's under one umbrella. That you can help that many different people and that you have that many wonderful organizations that help, they all lend hands and help, and that's what makes it success. I mean, we're very blessed in both ways, I believe.
Absolutely. And of course, topping that $1 million mark in donations over the last 10 years since it's been at Captain Ron's is quite an accomplishment. I'm sure they're going to put some lofty goals out there for you looking at the 30th.
Yes, I'm sure they are. We're very excited to be able to hopefully, bring in more money and be able to help more people. And it's the 30th year, so, how exciting is that? That's monumental itself. Plus, raising over that $1 million, that's a dream that most people don't even think will ever happen. And here they've already surpassed that. So, I've got big shoes to fill. I'm a little nervous about that. But everybody's so kind and gracious that it's going to be fun and exciting.
Yeah, and Ron has obviously done a fabulous job and doing it sort of on a part-time basis, even though he kind of tells us it's part-time, but we know better. We know that it takes hours and hours and hours, year-round almost, to do it. So having somebody on board full-time directing all of their efforts toward this will make it better. I think probably some of the areas that you'll want to maybe look at are some of these areas, like some of these special events that take place leading up to the actual Shootout weekend. There may be some areas and room for development and growth there, don't you think?
Oh, I believe that there is. I think that there's so many different things from, they have the golf outing and they have the treasure hunt and they have the street party and then they have the Shootout and they have the little poker run. There's so many different events that lead up to that and so many fun things that people can, get involved in and do that, I'm just hoping that we can, market it a little bit more so that maybe we can get, the word out further. I'm, from Quincy, Illinois, I think that sometimes that, more people in my area need to know more about these other events too, because the Shootout's so popular and people, make plans a year in advance to be able to come to that. But I think there's also some other events that maybe they're missing out on just because they didn't realize the dates or things. So I'm hoping that, we can get the word spread a little wider, hopefully, and bring some more people in.
Absolutely. Well, that's part of why I'm here, and that's part of why we're talking, is to try to get the word started and let people know that this is not just a two-day event, that it spans over, two or three weeks. And you mentioned Quincy, Illinois. That's where you grew up, and then what's the connection with the lake?
My brother was killed in a car accident several years ago, and after he passed away, my mom and I bought a condo down here, and The first friend we made was Jeremy Gorham, and he was wonderful to us, and we just met more and more people, and they kind of became a Lake family to us. And, you know, holidays weren't much fun. My mom was an only child, and then I was an only child after Jason passed. And so we would come down to the lake and spend our holidays because it just wasn't much fun at home. You know, it was hard. And so we just kept meeting all these wonderful people and just got us through a really tough time. We just really appreciate the lake and just how nice and relaxed it is when you come down here and how wonderful all the people are down here.
It's a place with open arms, isn't it?
It definitely is. There's lots of very kind, gracious people down here and lots of fun. People like to be down here and they like to have a nice time and have a, you know, they're happy and they're away from home a lot of times. And so it's nice. It's a nice environment, I believe.
Well, congratulations again to you. I know you've got the backing of the shootout board and of course all the chair people for the different separate events that go on leading up to the shootout. And of course, radio stations are a big part of the shootout leading up to and doing. So we look forward to working with you. And again, congratulations to you, Christy Jensen. It's great to have you on board.
Thank you, and I look forward to working with you and I'm meeting all these new people. So thank you so much.
And, of course, we want you to mark your calendars now, the 2018 calendar for the shootout at Lake of the Ozarks, August 25th and 26th, the 2 days of racing out there at Captain Ron's area. And then we also have all those events starting somewhat in the first part of August, running all the way through the shootout. So we'll have more details, of course, for you as we go along. Coming up, we're going to be chatting with Captain Dave Truitt, the chairperson for the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship. And we'll have some history about how this all got started and kind of what led up to it. In the meantime, I've got a new product that I want to introduce you to. We're going to be talking more about it. It is called the Throw Raft, and it's a fully inflatable, throwable device. Now, this time of year, you're probably thinking, why do we need to even learn about this? But it's a brand new product. We're going to be doing some testing on it. We get into the spring, and the water gets a little bit warmer. We'll do some actual testing, but it's an inflatable PFD using CO2 gas, kind of like a regular PFD would do, but it's also got a raft with it, so it gives you some extra protection if you get thrown overboard or you fall overboard. Something it can throw out to you to save your life. Throwraft.com if you want more information. Yes, indeed, we are going to be back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We've got to step aside real quick here for some announcements from the radio station. You're listening to us on KRMS, 1150 AM, a couple of FMs, 104.9, 97.5, also on live streaming audio at krmsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
This is Alex McDonald, sales manager for One Source Services, including Hydrohoist Boat Lifts, Wahoo Docks, and Rockworks Retaining Walls and Rip Wrap. There's more of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show coming up.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
The Chicago Christmas Tree Ship song. We're going to be talking with Captain Dave Truitt down on the Navy Pier in Chicago in just a moment on the Boat U.S. guest line. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues, Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks, one of our great sponsors, and we've been a partner with these guys for many, many years. They are the place for premium brands like Sea Ray, the Azimut Yachts, Harris Pontoons, Nautique Ski Boats, Boston Whalers, and any time, any day is a good day to visit the guys at Marine Max. The brokerage department is up and running real good. Finance and insurance standing by to aid you. Full-service boatyard, of course, and if you haven't been winterized yet, I want to give them a call, but I know they've been hustling down there at the marina facilities. Get in touch with them. They're at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. You can also find them up on the Osage Beach Parkway across from the Premium Outlet Mall with their location there, a sales lot. Or you can get online, marinemax.com, or just give them a phone call, 573-365-5382. It's my marina, and I hope it'll become yours, the Marine Max family at Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, you know, every year one of the stories that we enjoy covering and look forward to every year is the story about the Chicago Christmas tree ship. And it's all put together by the Chicago Marine Heritage Society. Chairman of the board is Captain Dave Truitt. Welcome back to the program. How are you, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing so great, and we enjoy talking to your people. So glad to be part of your show.
Well, thanks for taking some time here. Let's talk a moment about the Chicago Marine Heritage Society. Now, this has been around for a while, and you guys have several projects that you do in the area. So what's sort of the purpose of having this group together?
The group came together because I was involved in a number of operations, which were of the same mood, shall I say. They're philanthropic. They help kids. We don't pay anybody. We don't take any money. We wanted to create an organization where we could get together and kind of coordinate these activities. If you go to our website, you can see everything about us, what we do and all like that. And one of the things we do is we make Heroes on Deck. And it's got free Emmy nomination. It's immediately after we're shown. It's a WTTW film, and it's narrated by Bill Curtis. Just top of the line people, great producers. I've worked with for many, many years on a variety of projects.
Well, and one of the projects that we're going to feature this morning is the original Christmas tree ship and what's been going on today. Captain Dave, tell us a little bit about the history of the Christmas tree ship coming into Chicago.
The Christmas tree ship was brought into Chicago by Captain Schoenemann. Captain Schoenemann was a beer-drinking, happy German guy with a beautiful wife, beautiful children, great sailor. But come Christmas time, the last trip he would make, he would load up his vessel with 5,000 trees, if you can imagine that. He would head down to Chicago. He would arrive at the Clark Street mooring. It was a great celebration. He belonged to a church in Chicago, and he would take the biggest tree, which he had put up on top. And he, like the Pied Piper, would carry that tree with his crew. It took more than one person to carry this. And they would take it over to the church, and all the kids would follow. It was a great thing, singing and laughing. He would put this big tree up, and then he would come back, and he would sell Christmas trees off of his ship. He was a person of the people. And so he put a sign on his mast that said, "Christmas trees, cheap." And the thing he would do, since he didn't have a store, since he didn't pay for railroad shipping, he could sell the trees cheap. When most of the trees were gone and most of the customers were satisfied, then he'd invite kids, and this is what started the tradition. He'd invite kids aboard, poor kids, and they could make little Christmas trees out of the scraps that they were left, and his wife and his daughters would help them put together miniature Christmas trees, which they would take home so everybody would have a tree.
Now, the sad part of the story is that, of course, he had done this for 30-some years back in the 1900s, and the sad part of the story is that one year where the Christmas tree ship, the Rouse Simmons, got caught in a storm on its way back to Chicago. So tell us sort of the tragic ending to the Rouse Simmons and the crew.
Those of you who know Bob Columbus know that he would go down to the water and he would watch the ships go out to sea. And he noticed that they wouldn't just disappear. They would go over the curve of the earth, which they didn't understand in those days. And all they could see would be the mainmast and the flag of the country flying from the mainmast to the flag of the ship, and then that would disappear. It was kind of the opposite of that. People would go down to Pier Number 2, which later became the Navy Pier. They would go down there, and they would wait, and they would look towards the northern horizon, and they would see the ships coming to Chicago, which there are many of them. wait till they saw the masts coming up. They could tell it was a Christmas tree ship before they could see the whole ship, because he knew this, and he would put a Christmas tree on top of his main mast.
Well, and the story continues about the little girl standing on the dock waiting to get her Christmas tree when the Rouse Simmons arrived. And the sad story, of course, the Rouse Simmons got caught in a storm and the boat sank and never arrived. So pick up the story right there with
There was this girl, and she was there with her father. They had a terrible storm. It was that time of year, the storms are just awful. And so it was raining. It was very unpleasant. It was getting dark. They were looking for those masts. Well, there were no masts because there was a storm. And the storm was so bad that there were no boats that would go out and go to Chicago. It got dark, and he said, "Honey, why don't we go home?" And she said, which is a mantra for our organization, she said, "You don't understand, Dad. For a little girl, without a Christmas tree, there is no Christmas." Now, you would say, well, if there was only these two people, how would we know about this story? Her name was Ruthie Fleswig, and in 1912, she said, "Without a Christmas tree, there is no Christmas," and that is our motto for so many kids. But we found out we were doing a charitable visit at one of the public housing projects, and we found out that they didn't have Christmas because they didn't have Christmas trees. I went back to my people, the group that founded this organization. I told them that we were meeting, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do charitably, and I came back and I told them, heard this dismay. I heard that I was standing in the hallway when this mother came down with her little kid. And the kids said, "Why can't we?" They just watched It's a Wonderful Life. And they said, "Why can't we have a Christmas tree? Why can't we have a bell ring? Why can't we have an angel and hope and all that?" And she said, "Shh," to the kid, slapped him on the face, and said, "That's not for people like us. That's for wealthy people." Well, that was the most disturbing thing I had ever witnessed. I went back. We were having a meeting that evening. I told all the captains, everybody said, "We're going to fix that." And so we came up with the idea of bringing Christmas trees solely for the disadvantaged kids of Chicago with no charge. And everybody wanted to be a part of it. And so the organizations that really started this was the Chicago Council of the Navy League, the Marine Heritage Society, as you mentioned, the Chicago Association, Yachting Association, Chicago Yachting Club, the International Shipmasters Association, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and some other marine organizations. But we formed the Christmas Tree Ship Program, and we had rules. Nobody would ever get money for anything. No person who worked with us, it turned out to be the largest all-volunteer organization for inner-city kids in the United States.
And Captain Dave, I want to hold you over on the Boat U.S. guest line because we want to ask you some more questions. I want to find out more about the volunteers that you assemble to make all this happen. We're also trying to make contact with the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinac, and we'll hope to have them on probably next week's show if we can get in touch with them. But thank you again for everything you do up there in Chicago for the needy families with the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship story.
Oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging.
Thank you so much for tuning in to us wherever you might be around the world. Listening on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9. Live streaming audio and later on boatradio.net. The podcast available there too. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
When I was 9, my grandpa and I were out fishing on his boat when a large wave knocked him overboard. I remembered some park rangers coming to my school, and I learned to reach, throw, row, but never go after someone struggling in the water, so I threw a life jacket out to my grandpa.
She saved my life. I was too weak to get back in the boat. I realized that somewhere between the age of 16 and my age, your swimming abilities aren't the same, especially in a lake.
My grandpa couldn't put his life jacket on while he was in the water, so now we all wear life jackets when we go boating.
Many people are not as lucky when they fall overboard without wearing a life jacket because their involuntary gasp reflex causes them to inhale water and they can drown. Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Standing by on our Boat U.S. guest line, Captain Dave Truitt from the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship Story is standing by. We'll be right back with you shortly here, Captain. The Marine Dealers Association at Lake of the Ozarks is made up of over 40 lake area marine dealers representing all the top lines of boats, marine accessories, docks, personal watercraft, everything else to promote fun on the water. The website is lakeozarkboatdealers.com. And there you will find all the upcoming boat show information, membership information as well, and easy to contact any of the specific members right through the website. Screen printing and more is what they do at Printed Inklings, now in their new location. And we're excited for Kelsey Jackson and the crew there. They'll be doing some screen printing, some embroidery work now, design, freshen up your logos with shirts and koozies. They've got some Lakers gear there as well. Some great Christmas gift ideas, if I don't say. The location is now in Camdenton on 54 Highway, right across from McDonald's. That's Grant Avenue, I believe, is the name of that street. But you'll see their new sign up in the window, and they've got some space for lease there, I think, as well. Call 573-692-5217. 692-5217. Find them on Facebook as well. Printed Inklings. And they are the official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show 2. All right, it's time to get back on our Boat U.S. guest line with Captain Dave Truitt. Thank you so much for holding on for the break there for us. And I guess the next question is about the volunteers that you all put together.
Well, this event, the Christmas Tree Ship, now, of course, on Friday, December the 1st, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinac will arrive with lots of trees on board. In fact, I was going to tell you that I've been in touch with the Coast Guard, and we're trying to arrange a satellite telephone hookup, and we can do some interviews with the commander there and maybe some of the crew members aboard the ship before they arrive December 1st on Friday. So let's talk a little bit about the volunteerism that this thing brings to the Chicago area.
Nothing I'd rather talk about. We have a program that we call Kids Helping Kids. They used to be that all the kids would come down and get the dregs off the boat after everything was delivered to the churches and whatnot. But today, it's the best trees, fresh off the cutter, and the kids waiting out in the different communities. We go to different communities every year. We select them, a computer selects them based on their need. And it's one of the most wonderful things you could possibly imagine.
Now, I know that the Coast Guard personnel aboard the Mackinac really participate and help out with, you know, distributing the trees and getting them off the ship and so on and so forth. But the volunteers on the ground there are what really make this thing unbelievable.
That is. And we call it Kids Helping Kids. And there are Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all sorts of young groups. And the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scout actually have a sleepover. We have three ships involved in one of the ships. And then we have different schools where the kids are less privileged but want to volunteer. And an event for them on the Windy, which is Chicago's largest sailing ship. It's a schooner-rigged galleon. It's just the most wonderful place for kids to be. Mm-hmm. And they have busload of kids come from different schools, and they dress up in pirate costumes. And the Coast Guard comes and brings a Coast Guard rescue boat that they have attached to it on a trailer, and the kids get to crawl all over. It's just a wonderful scene. And then we have all of these teenagers that come from the scouts and so forth, and they offload the trees and put them on the trucks. And it's just a mass of wonderful people having a wonderful time.
I understand there's a group of Sea Scouts that are also involved in this effort?
There's a large number of Sea Scouts, right?
Now, you mentioned a film, and there's actually two films that sort of center around where you are there in Chicago, down around the Navy Pier and so on and so forth. Tell us a little bit about these movies.
Okay, well, we do a lot of things. There's a group of us, Chicago Marine Heritage Society, and we do Christmas tree ship. We do dragon boat races. We do all kinds of things helping people enjoy Chicago and celebrate their whatever their particular occasions are. And among other things we do, we have a website, if anyone wants to find out who we are, Chicago Marine Heritage Society. And we do tons of things. And we do museum stuff and on and on and on. And in any event, we also do films. And two of the films are being celebrated now. They're both WTTW films, and the one that has received the greatest acclaim, has been out longer, is Heroes on Deck, and that got two Emmys, one of which sits on my desk that I'm looking at right now, and we're so proud of. And if people want to have seen it on television or whatnot, and want to see it, they can go to www.heroesondeck.com.
All right. And then there was another one out. You said something about Chicago Goes to War. Is that what the name of it was?
No, the one we just finished and just released was Chicago Goes to War. And I just read, somebody sent me a clipping of Tribune Review, which tells the thing that's really interesting about this film. It's so informative. And we interview people that were actually lived through this, generally very smart people who understand what it made to win the war and how Chicago, in our view, won the war.
Well, that's exciting, and it's congratulations, too, by the way. Lots of organizations put this thing together every year and make sure that it keeps going. The Chicago Council, Navy League of the United States, the Chicago Yachting Association, International Shipmasters Association, United States Coast Guard and Auxiliary, the Willamette Water Safety Patrol Association, and, of course, your founding organization, the Chicago Marine Heritage Society. Captain Dave Truitt, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck again with this year's event. Again, the Mackinac arriving on Friday the 1st, and the offloading and all the ceremonies for the trees going out on Saturday, December 2nd. Best of luck again this year.
Hey, and best of luck to you and all your friends.
Thank you very much.
And for more information on the Christmas Tree Ship program, do a Google search for them, and you'll find all kinds of stories and articles and some videos as well about that great project. Boat Owners Association of the United States estimates that Harvey and Irma damaged or destroyed more than 63,000 recreational boats. Not quite as many as Sandy did back in 2012, 65,000, but still quite a bit of damage, catastrophic for sure. Scott Croft and the crew have been down in all those areas that were hit hard. And we're going to have Scott on the program next week, I think, to talk about that and also about outboard motor thefts that are spiraling up around the country. So I want to share that story with you next week. We'll hope you'll tune in. I recently swapped out all of the regular old lights in our cabins on the boat with some brand new LEDs from Quick USA. And I'm really happy with it. It's very easy to do. Two-wire setup, basically a hot and a ground, a red and a black. And boy, they look great, and the light comes out of there very, very strong, and the battery draw is very, very limited. QuickUSA.com. You can take a look at my installation video on YouTube. There's also a link on BobsNoWakeZone.com so you can find it. Thanks to all of our guests this week on the show. We want to thank Christy Jansen, of course, and the one and only Captain Dave Truitt from the Chicago Christmas Tree Ship Story, and we do thank you for listening to that. Next week, we're going to be talking about, along with Scott Croft, we're going to talk to Nikki Poland. She's Executive Director of the Michigan Boating Industry Association. They've been successful in getting school to start after Labor Day in their state, so that can be exciting. Also, we'll be talking to several of the Marine Max guys about some of the boats they're going to have at the boat shows coming up in January. And so, until then, next week, same time, same boat channel. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you then. And we'll be back right here on this same radio station. News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach.
Your boat's not ship-shape, that's okay. Skipper's review will get you on your way. Marinas, mechanics, satellites, and crew. SkippersReview.com will find it for you. Friends will tell you which ones to use in just a few words with their glowing reviews. SkippersReview.com, where boaters know best and businesses pass the test.